This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. NATO, the meeting in Madrid, produced the strategic concept document that outlines NATO's ambitions these immediate days with the Ukraine conflict and the far-reaching days of what is to be done with a bad actor in Moscow and a bad actor in Beijing. I read from the purposes and principles. Paragraph one, NATO is determined to safeguard the freedom and security of allies. Its key purpose and greatest responsibility is to ensure our collective defense against all threats from all directions. We are a defensive alliance. I go to Bucharest, the capital of Romania, the front line of the contest in the Black Sea Basin, but also a way of telling the story of all threats, all directions, because the strategic concept document is aware and acknowledges that this is a battle, not only military matters, but also political matters, diplomatic matters, and also profoundly economic matters. We're joined by Antonio Calabasciano, an analyst for Geopolitical Futures in Bucharest, who is writing about the global economic conflict, the global economic war underway. And I want to start there because the recession in Germany, we're told, the poor performance of the British economy these last months and years, the worst or one of the worst in the OECD, the doubts about all of European recovery from the pandemic. At the same time, the heat wave sweeping across the Mediterranean basin into the Indo-Pacific basin, and the challenges for all because of the cutoff or threatened cutoff of energy from Russia, all lead to questions about the economies of all of these states. So, Antonio, a very good evening to you. I want to be local here and talk about Romania. Member of the EU, a member of NATO, and in the Black Sea Basin. In other words, you can look out on the Black Sea and see the warships that are now in conflict with Ukraine. How is the economy in Ukraine, in Bucharest right now? How is the inflation and the doubts about the growth in the future sitting with the people of Romania? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thank you for having me again. So basically, yes, we were expecting that the global economy to restructure even before this war began, but the war accelerated everything. And you're totally right. We are now having a total restructure of the economy, the political environment, and obviously the military environment as a consequence to the war and as a consequence to the other two elements. Back to Romania. Well, we are not necessarily feeling the pressures as they are felt in the West. And that is only because we are also producing energy here. So we have energy resources. However, because we are very much linked to the Western economies, to the European economies, we are pretty much on the effect of inflation as everyone is, because our economy is tied to the European economy. Therefore, most of our exports are going to the European market. Most of our imports are coming from Europe at this point. I would say that while we are not hit right now by the heat wave that is hitting Western Europe, we are starting to discuss about the potential for that heat wave to pretty much damage the agricultural sector, because we are also producing grains, obviously not at the level that Ukraine is producing or has been producing, better said, grains. And that comes to the third point, because you've mentioned Romania on the front line, and here is exactly what we where we are. We are not only on NATO and European front line, but we are also serving as a transit point for Ukrainian goods to go from Ukraine to mainly North African countries and into Southern Mediterranean. So basically, right now, Romania has this transit role that has to be filled in because of the repercussion of the Ukrainian war into the global economy and into everything we discuss about when it comes to food shortages. So yes, the situation is not as urgent as it is in many European countries and in many Western countries, but we are definitely seeing the downsides.
The downsides include the anxiety about the immediate future. And I'm keen on the idea of Romania as a transit. That puts you profoundly in the story. Your port on the Black Sea, Constanța, is critical. Your railroads are critical. Your roads are critical because of the lorry traffic, the truck traffic going through Romania onto Europe or onto the Adriatic. You've taught me all these things. Do the people of Romania comment on this? Is this a popular role that Romania should be so burdened with, being this transit point between the troubled Ukraine and the needy Europe?
Well, obviously it is known in Romania, and yes, we do comment on it. We take our role seriously, at least in what regards the so-called civil society. So the Romanians are very much pro helping Ukraine. However, the economics of Europe and the economics that this war is bringing forth, which is pretty much, you know, energy crisis, inflation, the problems that we are having with the workforce in Europe, are starting to appear a bit later in Romania, and we are starting to discuss them. What we discuss now as an urgent and as an anxious kind of a topic, aside from the help that we are giving to Ukraine, we are discussing about our own production, our own agricultural production, right, and thinking about what will this heat wave cause us for the next few months. And obviously, we are also discussing about budget deficits, because if we are talking inflation and if we are talking all the pressures that the energy crisis is putting on the European economy and how we are tied to the Western European economy, because it's basically the production and the supply chain are pretty much, you know, like an interlink system, like a complex system right now in the European Union market. Considering all this, we are pretty worried about what comes in the next 3-4 months and as the winter approaches, because it's probably not going to get better, but more pressures are going to pile on. And obviously, that is not good news for a country like Romania, which is not necessarily at the level of development to be resilient. So, yes, we are catching up, sort of. So these are the topics of interest today.
Everyone remember the photograph in Kyiv in the middle of June of the visit to President Zelensky at a round table in the palace in Kyiv. There were four leaders of states present: Mario Draghi of Italy, Emmanuel Macron of France, Olaf Scholz of Germany, and President Ionis of Romania. He was present and critical to the understanding of Ukraine's future. France and Germany and Italy are supportive. Their weapons systems are supportive. Their speakers are supportive, but they can't actually participate the way Romania can. Is President Ionis's visit, is that seen as a success for Romania? Is there still comment about it? Because at the time, it didn't strike me as profound. Now it does. We have about a minute or so.
Well, yeah, I believe that Romania's role was overlooked, and Johannes' visit was overlooked because not many people understood the geographic element of this war. You need to have a country like Romania to make it possible for Ukraine to send its merchandise to the market. So basically, that is the dimension that we are also talking about when we are talking NATO strategic concept these days. That is the economic side of things, because you need roads and railroads and, you know, everything logistically For the military to use, but you also need logistics for the food to move from point A to point B. And this is why Romania is growing in importance when it comes to this region, the Black Sea region right now. There isn't really a shortcut from Ukraine to into the Mediterranean, considering that all its ports are pretty much blocked at this moment. So you need to have Romania on the side of things also when it comes to the economy, not only when it comes to the military part of defending the alliance and defending the values in the sense, in the very pure sense of, you know, economic resilience.
Final concern, 30 seconds, is the Romanian population okay with where we are in the war? Are they anxious? Do they express it in polling?
I haven't seen recent polls with regards to the war, but I would say that there is anxiety, even if we are pretty much approving the way that the West is supporting its own war.
Right.
So you don't see disapproval of the Western moves in this war, which I think is important because we are a frontier country.
Right.
And obviously it's basically based on what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling as I'm living here. It's not based on numbers because I haven't seen any numbers, any recent numbers.
Antonio Calibașanu in Bucharest, the capital of Romania. She is an analyst with Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.